We are learning Masechta Zuma, Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, and we are starting the beginning of the Amud on Daf Lamed Hey. We learned the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol's second time he's Tovel in a mikvah. He goes to the mikvah on top of the Beis HaParva, that was in the Kodesh, and now he's going to put on his Big Day Lavan. So the Lishka, the chamber, is called Beis HaParva. Why is it called Beis HaParva? So the Gemara says, my Parva. What does Parva mean? Amar Rav Yosef, Parva Amgushi. It was the name of a certain Mechashev, a certain Kishav Macha, a sorcerer, that his name was Parva, and he built it. That's what Rashi learns. Mechashev Echad Bono Shmai Parva. His name was Parva, and they built it. He built this chamber. That's what's called Beis HaParva. A lot of the Achrayim are bothered by this, that you call a chamber in the Beis Hamikdash after a Mechashev. Someone was a Mechashev. Now be a Mechashev. Obviously, he was a Yid, but still, he's a Rasha. So the Meiri says he did tshuva. He did tshuva, and then the Meiri said he built it, so they called it after his name. He did tshuva. Taisvis, the Ramask of Parva, has a different pshat. He brings down the Aruch's pshat that what happened was this Mechashev, he dug a tunnel under the karka of the Harabais, in the ground of the Harabais, so he could see the void of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And he made a tunnel underneath the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohanim realized it, and they killed him. And they closed it up, and they called the room where the tunnel ended the Beis HaParva, in order that people should remember this is what happens when people do silly things like trying to make a tunnel under the Beis HaMikdash. That's what they called the Beis HaParva. Fakir, to remember the nes and to remember the aveira this person did, therefore they called the Beis HaParva. That's the two pshatim in Parva Amgusha. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, Parsu Sadan Shalbutz. They put out a curtain made out of linen. Maishal Shalbutz, why dafka made out of linen? Amrav Kana Kadei, Shiyakash Avoidas Hayoim Big Debutz. In order to remind the Kohen Gadol, today's Avoidas Big Debutz. That means you have to switch the clothing from Big Debutz to Big Debutz, and from Big Debutz to Big Debutz. Therefore, they put up these curtains to remind him that today's Avoidas are Big Debutz. What?
They brought in the clothing.
Right.
I guess, remember
all the avoiders, the different avoiders have done with which we got them. He should remember which avoiders. It gives him a reminder today is different, and therefore we put out those we got them. Then it says further in the Mishnah that he wore in the morning a certain expensive begadim, and then he switched in the afternoon. That means, not in the afternoon, later on. There are two times he put on his Big Day Lavan. The first time was to do the par, the sa'ir, and the kateris that was on the kateris HaKadoshim. And then he put on Big Day Zav and did his ayah of Elohim. And then he put back on the Big Day Lavan in order to take out the kaf and machta from the kateris HaKadoshim. And the Mishnah says that the clothing were different clothing and they were worth different amounts. In Mechleikus, according to Ramei, the morning was worth 12 mana and the evening was worth 8 mana. And according to the Chachamim, in the morning it was worth 18 mana, and in the evening it was worth 12 mana. And it says altogether 30 mana. That's what it says on the Chachamim. Because 18 plus 12 is 30. Akapanim, one thing is very clear, that the morning is more expensive than the evening. So let's see the Gemara discusses this. But Tana, Minyana, Asal Shminan, the Tana tells us altogether 30. We don't know how to count. Even the basic math, 12 and 18 is 30, everyone knows that. So the Gemara, Hakamash Blon, the Batsa Mahani Loy. It can't be worth altogether less than 30 mana. So, but you could switch it around a little bit. Kamash the Batsa Mahani Loy Navid, Hoy Batsa Mahani Tvehani less than Bat. You could do a little more than 12 and a little less than 18, as long as it ends up 30. Do 17 and 13 is fine. 16 and 14 is fine. As long as it lands up, the total is 30.
If the number is telling you it's Ma'akiv,
yeah.
It was 18 in the morning.
It's not ma'akev. The total is 30. That's first of all, even that's only a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to have a total of 30, and the morning should be more. Exactly the breakdown, you don't have to do exactly that. But the question is, why in the first month the Yom didn't say it's a total of 20? It says 12 and 8 in Ramei. It doesn't say v'akoil 20. Why didn't it say there? That's the kasha. Svasem's question. And it's really Tosis' question. The Ramas Meinduyan really asks this question. He doesn't answer. So that's the question of it. Why Ramei didn't say total of 20? So the Sfasemis answers that it's Mavui over here, that it can't be less than 12. That the morning's clothing can't be less than 12. Therefore, in the Rameya, you couldn't say total of 20 and just switch it around because it can't be less than 12. But in the Rechamim, that it's up to 18, so there it could be a little less and a little more in the evening, therefore a total of 30. That's what Sfasemis learns, and that's why it doesn't say the number by Rameya. Zok the Gemara, but the Kuli Amamiyas, the Shachar Adife, that's clear that the morning clothing have to be more expensive than the evening clothing. Menolan, what's in the car for that? It says in the Pasuk, three times the word bad. Four times the word bad. Bad, 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 mufcha bad. Like the Pasuk says this, Ksoin is bad kaidesh, that's one, yilvash. Omirchse bad yir avasar is two. Avne bad yachar is three. Omirchsevis bad yitztaif is four. There's four times bad. That teaches us that it has to be mufcha shebabad. This is in the morning, and it says it has to be mufcha bad. Now, Baram Taisus explains why you need four times bad. So he says, one bad is legufe, that teaches us that it's made out of linen. Another bad means that you only wear these four clothing and nothing else. Not big days off, that's the second bad. The third bad teaches us that it has to be more expensive than all year round. The fourth bad tells us it's more expensive than the evening. That's the four bads, that's the Baram Taisus explains us. So I'm going to ask you a kasha from a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk in Yecheskel, we'll read you all the psukim as best as we could. There's also a lot of psukim here, but there's one line that the Gemara talks about. But the pasuk says, "V'hoyah b'vayam el shar hachatzah primis," which means when the kohen gadol goes into the heichal, into kodesh kodashim, big day pishton yilbash. Wear big day pishton. Layal aleim tema. Don't wear any wool because the big days off have wool in it. V'shar some shari hachatzah primis avaysa. This is pari pishton yil. Roisham nichse pishton yil masnechem layach b'yaza. When you go out, then you yifshu two as big dayim asherheim and mashar simhem. When nichos also kaidish, lashu begad ma'achirim. Put on other begadim like hatchus on big dayim, which means you shouldn't wear big the kaidish by when you take care of choyl. While kaparim it says, v'lavshu begad ma'achirim. So the Gemara is assuming meisvev lavshu begad ma'achirim, but like hatchus on big dayim, which means you shouldn't wear the clothing but makam choyl. While kaparim says lavshu begad ma'achirim, my lav achirim chashuv mehem. The Gemara's havmin is that achirim are chashuvim mehem, which means when I take off the clothing, it sounds like I put on better ones. The only problem is that actually this is talking about taking off the big day love and putting on a big day zav, which is taka more chashuv. So the Taish Shalom explains, the Gemara's question is, we assume, just like when you take off the big day habad, you're putting on more expensive ones, the big day zav are more expensive. So every time you switch, you have to put on more expensive. And that's the kasha. We just finished saying the shachar is more expensive. Here it's mashmav, lav shmav l'achirim is that the evening is more expensive. My love, achirim chashuvim mehem. More chashuvim, more zloy, achirim p'chusim mehem. Achirim can also mean p'chusim, just means different ones. And avada, the morning one, the evening one is less expensive than the morning one. And Rashi, in Toich Dvarav, is before you, this din is Allah l'maish mesinai. If you're going to ask, like, where's the makar that you wear different big day lavam for the morning and the evening, and the kafa machta? You should wear the same one. I always assumed you wear the same one. So on that we have two makairas. First of all, it's a lachma shishin according to Rashi, and second of all, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel also says lavshu begad macherim, which teaches us that you wear different big day lavan when it comes to taking out the kaf and the machta.